BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Here's Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Turns out Hayley Steinfeld is a massive fan of our show. You never know who's going to be listening, do you?
Well, it's true, yeah. And we should encourage any other pop stars that happen to be listening to Radio 1 to take a little video and then send it in to us.
Also, our listener Verity has a nameless rat. So if you know a suitable candidate, get in touch. More of your rat noms on this podcast. Funny business, two lol places that we call up. We can't laugh. And we end up talking about the worst place that you've put your tongue.
Scott Mills.
I'm Scott Mills, this is Radio 1, and this is Chris on social media right now, trying to find out what Sharif has done.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating. Thing is, I'm in on this Love Island thing now. I said this last night to someone, and I said, actually, I'm in, and I got really judged for it.
Why? There's loads of people into it.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't think you could be seen to be saying that. However, he's left. It's a plot spoiler, if you're behind, but basically Sharif's left, and no one knows why.
So that means he's not coupled up with Anna anymore?
He's out of the villa. So he's something's happened. He's
hang
gone.
On, we need to change the music for this. This is well important. Right, so I'm seeing some rumours.
Sharif has left the villa.
Have you seen the rumours?
I've seen no rumours. And I'm desperately searching for some.
Oh, I've gone deeper than you.
Oh, well then, are you just... I mean, we could plant rumours, couldn't we, really, at this point?
Right, I don't know, but I'm seeing a few things saying that... he was using a phone and making some kind of contact with the outside world.
is that it?
Yeah.
But they're on TV using phones.
Yeah, but his personal phone, I think. Well, yesterday we told you to go to the beach on Saturdays.
I know, that really was breaking news.
That was breaking news. Like, loads of people got the podcast last night and I was getting tweets really late last night going, are you serious? Confirmed by Cam yesterday. Saturday, the cleaners go into the villa. They all go to the beach.
Maybe not if Sharif's on Tinder in there.
Yeah, well, that would be amazing. Maybe he's been trying on other people's clothes.
Well, I mean, we could be saying, I don't know what rules that would break no. Either. So something's gone down anyway. Sharif's off.
And I bet Love Island are tweeting, make sure you watch tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Find out what happened. Yeah. I need to... should I text Flack?
Great idea.
Shall I?
Yeah, yeah. Problem solved.
Nothing to lose, really.
No, just why?
Okay, let me watch. What should I put?
Why is Sharif out? Promise
you
we won't say
it
on national radio. Hope you're well.
Caroline.
Throw a couple of kisses on that as well.
All right. Doing it now.
Scott Mills.
Do you know what? Sometimes you just never know who is listening to Radio 1, do you? You know, like Prince William listens. He told us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. Or what people are up to as well.
Yeah. So yesterday when we were playing the version of The Climb that Lewis Capaldi recorded for us, Hayley Steinfeld all over her Instagram, listening and reacting to it. Hayley Steinfeld. I've got the clip.
I just love music. Dead. I'm dead. Guys.
Is there anyone that is not loving Lewis at the moment?
He's everyone's favourite. Do you know what I like about that, though? That's like me really late at night, sort of Lewis Capaldi-style music on.
I just love music!
Scott Mills.
Seriously, I'm in such a mess today.
What have you done now?
Right, a pen just leaked, which hasn't happened to me in years. It's now all over my hands. Now I've smudged it on a piece of paper. And why haven't you told me that it's been smudged on my face for the last 10 minutes?
Because I'm so used to this with you. It's like when you eat food, you're one of those. And I think everyone knows one of these people. It's like you eat some food, but there'll always be some in the corner of your mouth.
Yeah, you always have to go.
Yeah.
Corner.
And
corner.
I always, to be fair, I'm a good friend to you because I'll always tell you that it's on there. Most other people just ignore it.
Black ink all over my face, you didn't say a thing. Am I actually at school at 9? Coming up, we've got funny business at 2 o'clock. We call some businesses with funny names. We spoke to Get Nailed and Well Hung Blinds this time last week. That'll be at 2. The only rule is we cannot laugh. And we have got a listener who has got a rat that needs a name. So I'm after your rat stories. Normally it's an ex that you've been wronged by. We've got form on this. We've named a cockerel before. And yeah. A snake.
Snake, yeah, that was a good one.
And now we have a large rat that needs a name. And the owner will call it whatever we decide. So get your stories in. We'll do some more of these later. 81199.
Scott Mills.
How are you getting on with the Sharif news, Chris?
Yeah, there's no confirmation on anything. I've heard something involving a hot tub, something involving a pool.
Ooh, yeah.
The pool one would be amazing if true. It's basically a minor swimming pool rule that has been broken.
Right.
But they've come to an agreement. We don't actually know what he's done. So we should... Yeah, we don't know what he's done. But at this stage, it's nice to speculate.
Yeah, and Sharif is, well, he's left by mutual consent. Lil Nas X coming up. So our listener Verity has got a rat with no name. So I'm asking for your rat noms. Kelly, who's yours?
Eddie.
Oh, straight away. Eddie, why, who?
It's my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, no, what's he done?
Well, we had an argument, and next minute he's met a new girl and changed our holiday to her name.
Oh, not okay.
Yeah.
Is that easy to do out of interest? Sorry, I know this was like... But,
asking for a friend?
Well, yeah, I've just... People, I think, end up in this situation quite a lot, don't they? When they've booked a holiday and need to change it, do you need to find a date with the same name? Sorry to rub it in.
No, you pay £50 and get a name change.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did you look into this afterwards?
I've done it before.
Okay. Fine. So you've done this anyway?
Yeah, I've done it when I split up with an ex before him.
Yeah, I reckon this happens loads, doesn't it?
But I took my mum, not another guy, can I just add?
Pardon?
I took my mum with me, not another guy.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying you'd taken another guy.
No, I took my mum. I thought it'd be nice.
Yeah, I was going to be like, well, you're as bad as him.
Mm. No, I took my mum.
Yeah, I've had to do a little switcheroo before now.
Switcheroo.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you just bring a friend or a mum, or did you switch it to another guy?
Another guy.
Yeah, it was another guy. He's done the switcheroo as well.
Yeah.
Loads of people have done the switcheroo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it £50 for you as well?
I think
£50 name change, yeah.
Well worth it, though.
Yeah. And then to make matters worse, I sat them on opposite ends of the plane.
What do you mean? How did you have control of that?
Because I've got the app on my phone, so I went on and sat them on opposite ends of the plane.
That's genius.
That's so good.
What a petty revenge.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was a nice revenge.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
He's at the front, she's way down the back.
He must have only realised it was you who did that as well when they got on the plane. That's awesome.
Scott Mills.
Jess, what's your name?
The name should be Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Jamies, there's something about them, you know?
Yeah, definitely. This Jamie is pretty much a boomerang. For probably 3 years, just kept coming back after, like, relationships went wrong.
And what did he do?
Like, he fixed cars and things.
Okay.
Have
you ever boomeranged anyone, Scott? That's a good question. It's an interesting one. Or been the boomerang. See what I mean? They keep coming back.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not, this can't work out or anything.
I've definitely been boomeranged.
A few months later, they're back again.
Yeah.
Tail between legs, it works out. Then they're off again.
Oh, I was wrong.
That's what you mean, isn't it, Jessica?
Yes, definitely. I was saying no at some stages, and then he would say no, and then he would always come back.
Okay, so why do you want to name the rat after him? What specifically is...
He is literally a rat. He's just... awful. Like he come back this year, and then things went too far, and he was like, I'm actually kind of seeing someone.
What, after you and him had got together a bit?
Yeah. He kind of put it on the cards that there was someone in on the scene, but I was like, okay, well, it can't be that serious. The next day it was full on, no, we're actually dating.
Oh.
Right, okay. And then, so at what point did he tell you that, you know, there was someone else?
It would be within a day each time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just didn't know where you were with it, really, did you?
No, I was literally everywhere. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, we're friends again. Okay, we're not talking again. It's blocked now. Like, I can't... everything on social media is blocked.
Thing is, right, Chris has a rat problem in his house at the moment, and it is notoriously hard to get rid of them.
To be fair, it's all solved now.
Really hard.
Really hard.
It is.
And it's not connected to what we're talking about, if anyone's getting confused by that situation.
No.
One thing I would say, though, is you've blocked him on social and all that. And
he blocked me. I think maybe the girlfriend blocked me, probably.
I think people often do that. Block whoever it is that they've been seeing on social, and then there'll always come a point that they're sort of intrigued, and then an unblock happens, and then it builds up from there. They might even be a poke. Hello.
And suddenly, before you know it, you're 87 weeks deep on their Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. 87 weeks deep. It's true. Okay, so he's blocked you, though. Would you say the boomerang has gone for good? Or do you think, whatever you're calling him a rat at this stage, do you think at some point
he
will come back?
I think he will be back. He always is.
He will be back.
He always comes back.
He will.
One. Yeah, but it sounds like that you would accept him back as well.
Yeah.
Probably, but nothing.
Oh, you're a nightmare.
He's put me off, guys, quite a lot.
But you'll still go back to him.
He's handy to have around.
Yeah, like, there we go. You're already justifying it. Listen, if he comes back into your life, you must call us and let us know. That has to be your promise to
the
us.
The rat's back.
Yeah, let us know when the boomerang comes back.
Scott Mills.
Francesca, you got a rat for me?
I do. His name is Ashley.
What did Ashley do to you?
Well, I was seeing Ashley at the beginning of this year, sort of like talking for a couple of weeks, like a month or so, a couple of dates, all that good stuff.
What was his job?
He was a personal trainer.
Oh, here
so not
we
my type
go.
On paper.
Red flag, everyone.
Yeah. Because, yeah, they're more trouble than they were.
I mean, I'm not saying it's all personal trainers, but generally, here comes the PT to steal your wife.
Most of them.
No, you can't say most of them. A lot of them are very trustworthy.
You know what they are, Scott? You know what their theme tune is? I'm taking your misses. The theme tune to every PT.
Okay, so were there any red flags?
Getting left on red, a few other like gym clients texting him late at night that were all young women in their 20s, that sort of thing.
But they were just clients, right?
Of course they were just clients. Yeah, they were just clients, of course.
Sure. Oh, do you want, for me, gets me even more with personal trainers than the actual acts that happen, is the flirty banter that happens. For me, it's like watching Love Island.
The flanter.
It's the worst word, but I think it's the right word.
The flanter.
Mm. And it's the fact that everything's above board because it's just training and it's just that. But it's not, because when it's all messaging, and let's be honest, you've imagined it at one point as well. Being honest, if we could rig every PT up to a lie detector and say, have you imagined it? I'm telling you, it would flag. I'm telling you, Scott, it will flag up as they have.
Bing, 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 bing.
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Does your wife have a PT?
No, I'll tell you the problem is, actually, since we've laid into PTs a bit too much.
Right, it's mostly you, actually.
And it's really bad because I had a PT not that long ago, and he's actually a really, really nice guy, and he wouldn't look elsewhere or anything like that. So I should say there must be exceptions to the rule.
There is.
It's just, however, I would say what you're saying at the moment, Francesca, is in your experience, the PTs are trouble.
PTs are more trouble than they're worth.
Fine.
How long were you seeing him?
So sort of like talking for like 4 to 6 weeks, a couple of dates, that sort of deal. And it got to the are all my eggs in one basket sort of area.
Right.
That sort of awkward time.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh yeah, like babe, like all my eggs are in your basket, saying all the right things. Yeah. And then I called him out one day and said, are you seeing other girls? He turned around and said, yes.
Okay, bye.
Mate, those eggs are getting spread. Yeah. That's the thing with the PTs. Are.
I think that was like 3 days before Valentine's Day as well, which is not ideal. Then I thought like a month goes by, nothing, like not a peep from him. And then sort of like check the peasant folder on Instagram and there's
I call it the muggle folder. Yeah.
You know the one that I mean.
Yeah.
Peasant folder.
Yeah.
So yeah, like checking like peasant DMs and he's in there.
Stop saying peasant.
Why peasants as is. Well? Nothing peasant about it. I know what you mean though. The folder where it's like anyone can access.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's in there saying he's setting up a personal training business and would I like discount because he's aware of the issues.
What issues?
Apparently I have issues. Issues with me.
What in what way?
So yeah, I don't even know. But he made it very clear that he goes for petite brunettes. I'm a tall blonde.
Right.
When you date a PT, I've never dated a PT, so fascinated to know this from anyone who has. Do they try and sort of work you out as well? Is it quite thought through? You know, it's like, right, legs now. Do you know what I mean? Does it work like that?
We never gymmed together because I wasn't about that life. I was like, I do my gym, you do your gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant more when you're together time.
What are you imagining?
I don't know. I'm just imagining PTs sort of struggling to shake the job a bit. You know what the problem is with PTs, though? They are all fit.
They are. Actually, no, there are some rotters.
Are there?
Yeah, there are.
Really?
I can't say that.
Are you talking prawns?
Yeah.
Sexy body.
Sexy body. Face not great.
Yeah, that was the deal. The face is like an upper average.
Prawn.
The body was
prawn.
Greek god. Scott
Mills. Ready for funny business?
I am ready.
So ready. Okay. Chris has got a business for me to call. I've got one for him to call. We don't know where we're calling. So when we hear the company name, when they answer the phone, that's the first time we would have heard it. It's just trying not to laugh. Dead easy. Okay, nominating myself to go first today, so I'll make the call, okay?
No laughing. Here we go.
Put me through.
Hello, Fanny's.
Sorry, who was that? Hey.
Fanny's? Fanny's Coffee Shop, Blagden.
Fanny's?
Yes.
Hi there. And you're a coffee shop, are you?
I'm a coffee shop, but we also sell gifts as well.
Okay, and whereabouts are you based?
I'm based in Blagden in the Yeo Valley, which is where a famous brand of yogurt comes from.
Oh, yeah.
And I am Fanny. You've got through to Fanny.
So you're Fanny, so it's named after you?
It's named after me because my surname's Adam, so I was always called Fanny. And, we do lots of coffee. We sell Fanny marmalade, Fanny soap. We have a large range of Fanny items.
Oh, that sounds right up my street. All right. Well, next time I'm in the Yew Valley, I'll look you up, Fanny.
Come and see Auntie Fanny. Everyone loves Fanny.
But your name's not actually Fanny, is it?
It's my nickname. My name's Jane, but I'm known as Fanny. Even my stepkids call me Mama Fanny.
All right. Well, good to speak to you, Mama Fanny.
All righty, darling. Take care.
All right. Speak
day.
To you soon. I'll
bye,
pop
bye,
in
bye.
Soon. Bye, bye, bye.
She's awesome.
Wow.
Isn't she?
Jane, but goes by Fanny.
Yeah. Fanny business rather than funny business today. It was kind of a classic one, that.
Good one. Okay, I've got one for you that you're going to love.
Yeah?
Yes, yes. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, Paul Deep.
Hello.
Hello.
What? Sorry, who am I speaking to?
It's Christy Lee at Paws Deep.
Balls Deep.
Paws Deep.
What?
Paws Deep.
Paws Deep.
Paws Deep.
My apologies.
Walking.
Oh, okay.
It's a common error, don't worry about it.
Yeah, sorry. Paws Deep.
Yes.
What does that mean? Like,
it's for dog walking.
Yeah.
It's paws deep in mud.
Got you. Yeah. That all makes sense then. Yeah. So you're taking dogs for a walk, gets muddy, they go paws deep in the mud.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. All right then. And where are you based?
So I'm based in Lismahago in South Lanarkshire.
Out of interest, did you come up with the name?
Yes, a bit of pillow talk with my husband.
Wonderful. All right then.
Okie dokie.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Lovely. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye.
Don't understand how that would come up during pillow talk.
It's like, yeah, it's they're having a conversation in the moment.
Paws deep? Oh, yes. Let's call it that.
Yeah. Or it's like they've misheard the other way round to what I did.
Yeah.
And then suddenly thought, actually, that's a good business name.
Lol that you went, balls deep.
These kind of names come to you in the strangest moments, don't they? Scott Mills.
James and Shipley, you've got to go and ruin it for everyone, haven't you?
By the way, I love that song so much, but what you're about to say, I don't think you should say, because I think JP Cooper won't be happy, and it will ruin the song for everyone.
James, I'm banning you from listening. It's not Baby Shark for adults.
Oh, it's out there.
It's not. It's a very good pop song.
I don't think it is, and I don't want to have to imagine Baby Shark when I hear that.
Oh. James.
Do, 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 do.
Excellent news. I've just found out he's coming in on Thursday.
Oh, good.
Oh, we'll tackle this with him then. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. What's going on, 27-year-old Brad in North Yorkshire?
Yes.
Yes.
How are we doing?
Yeah, all right. How's your day?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Yes.
What are you doing? Yeah, good, thanks.
I'm on my day off work. I'm going on holiday tomorrow, so I'm just packing and getting everything ready.
Okay, who are you going with?
The girlfriend and the family. It's the first time the girlfriend's been on holiday with the family.
Okay, so with your family?
With my family.
Yeah, quite a big step, that.
That is a big step, but it's also, and I don't want to tempt fate with this, but it's also where the arguments can start happening, right?
Don't say that.
Well, it's true.
It's possible, but I think we've got past that stage of arguing now. If it's going to happen, it would have happened.
Are you a head chef?
I'm a head chef.
Hot job.
This is a hot job. This is right up
it's
your street.
It's a hard job.
I love a chef.
You do. Yeah. Like, you are obsessed with that.
Do you know
whole
what it
thing?
Is? I'm just so... I'm, like, really new to it. Then I became obsessed with Saturday Kitchen in the morning. And, like, I find chefs are now, to me, like what football stars used to be. I absolutely love them.
Chefs are your pop stars.
Chefs are my... Yeah. Tom Kerridge is my Justin Bieber.
He is.
That's weird.
Yeah. And Rick Stein?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's
what,
he?
What are you...
He's
I mean,
David Guetta, I think.
Isn't it a case that everyone could be... Are you a good head chef?
I'm one of the best head chefs at the moment. I'm really cool, calm, and collected with my staff, but I make sure stuff gets done.
Yeah, see, some of them, they shout a lot, and that's really scary.
It does get stressful, and there are moments where we shout, but...
Stressful
it's
job.
Closed doors.
Yeah. Are you at a pub or a restaurant, or where?
A cafe, actually.
Cafe.
Oh, very good.
Okay, let's see if you like my banger today... It's just perfect, like, solid pop song. So I'm putting my defenses
up, because I don't want to fall in love. It's a contender. I think I'd have a heart
attack. Demi Lovato, Heart Attack.
I've forgotten about this one. That's good. Okay, chef, you can have Mills, or you can have mine, which is this. It's not right, but it's okay. I'm gonna make it in. Yes. Good song, this.
It's a good one.
This is Whitney Houston. It's not right, but it's okay. What are you saying, Queen?
I mean, that's a great track.
And your credit card receipt.
Yeah. Okay. What's it to be, chef?
It's going to be... Do you know, I always usually go with Chris, and I thought I was going to go with Chris again today. It's going to have to be Scott.
Yes!
If you've got a group chat about reality TV...
Let's face it, who doesn't?
Then this show is for you.
I'm Raj.
I'm Pillar.
And our new podcast is called
The Reality Tea. We're going to bring you all the freshest tea from the hottest shows.
Your favourite reality stars are going to be dropping in and giving us the goss direct.
Yes!
So whether you're into The Kardashians,
Love Island,
Made in Chelsea,
RuPaul's Drag Race,
or even TOWIE,
we've got you covered, boo.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you join us for Radio 1's The Reality Tea.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Fair to say I was in my absolute element then, in my oils.
I forgot how much she really goes for it in that song.
Belts it out.
Mm.
She has a fantastic voice.
So's Whitney. I mean,
that's
that song. That song was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are unhappy with that decision, very much so. Because yours was good also. Demi Lovato, controversial, wins today's bangers with Heart Attack.
Scott Mills.
Scott, we've talked about this before. Don't you think there's just such amazing TV out there at the moment? Beautifully shot. As well.
There's just too much. But yeah, massive, big budget shows all the time.
There is almost too much, you're right. I'm thinking like Breaking Bad, like incredible show, right? Legendary. Even Chernobyl, right? Watch that, just unbelievable.
Yeah.
That show.
Like things look so expensive now.
Exactly, and that's the standard. It's that attention to detail.
Killing Eve, what a show.
Killing Eve, incredible, right?
Like, nearly 3 million people have already downloaded all of the episodes from iPlayer.
Bodyguard. I'm talking the standard is raised, right? Yeah. But every now and then, you just want a bit of filth, don't you? You want that bit on the side. You just want something a bit easy and rough and, like, you know, you feel a bit dirty watching it.
You mean Channel 5?
And that's Channel 5.
Right.
And I stumbled upon, and I didn't, it's completely passed me by that this is a thing again, but Blind Date.
Yeah. I know what you mean, right? Because everything is so glossy. Everything looks like a film now. Sometimes you just want to turn BBC One on and, like, oh, look at Holby City with their crap hospital.
It reminds me of a headline we saw in a magazine, which was men who eat burgers when they've got steak at home.
Yeah.
And it really, it, for me, this is the burger of TV here. And I watch this thing, right? And Blind Date, in case, I reckon there's loads of people listening right now that aren't even aware of Blind Date as a concept, because it's really old school. And in a day of dating apps and that, it's a really odd format where someone goes on, and then three people, without knowing what that person looks like, almost beg for them to go on a date.
And there's like a screen dividing the person that's choosing between the three people.
Paul O'Grady presents it.
Does he?
And I don't know whether this is going to put you off, but I actually ended up watching the whole show just because, in a weird kind of way, it annoyed me and it was awful, but it was quite funny to watch.
You went really basic with your TV choice, because sometimes I don't want high budget.
Mm.
So this definitely isn't.
So a contestant goes on, right, and they ask a question, three people answer it. Do you want to hear the first question that I heard when I watched Blind Date?
Okay, go.
One of my many hidden talents is I can stick my tongue up my nose.
Yeah?
Where's the most unusual place your tongue's been?
Oh, here we go.
8-1-1-9
Yeah.
So three people have to answer this. And maybe we should get more of the questions from this and throw them out there, because what a question. If you're finding love, that's the question you want to ask. Do you want to hear the responses?
Yeah, let's hear contestant number one.
As a football coach, I once kissed the ball once I scored a goal and my tongue touched the ball. That's very unusual for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's girls picking girls.
Okay, you're going to see a theme with these answers here.
Okay, contestant number two.
I once got my tongue stuck in a mouse trap. But don't worry, because my tongue still works perfectly fine.
Oh, it's quite full on.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking to myself, surely they're not all going to answer in this sort of way. Contestant number three.
Can't say that I've ever stuck my tongue somewhere weird, because that might lead to accidents. But if you pick me tonight, perhaps you can find out why I keep it safe.
I mean, I can kind of see why you kept watching. Scott Mills. What day is Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
This is from one of our favourite bits of radio from New Zealand.
Fib reverse trivia answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh. No, I don't know.
Oh. You're close. I just need the question.
Oh.
Like,
I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
One of our favourite clips of all time, but do a lot of people know it? Or is it just like our thing?
See, my theory is they don't. You think everyone knows this.
I know that in New Zealand, everyone knows it.
Mm.
But here, not so much, maybe. I'm going to call some more people back at random now who have texted into today's show just to see if they get it. Because Father's Day is on Sunday. It's actually a very good way of remembering to get a card for your dad this weekend.
Also, we can do this for this week only, really, can't we?
Yeah.
With meaning. Father's Day is on Sunday.
Father's Day. Okay, I'm just ringing some people now. See if they get it.
Hello.
What day is Father's Day?
I don't know.
What day is Father's Day?
I don't know.
Yeah, but put it into a question.
Sunday.
That's not a question.
The question?
What's the question?
I don't know.
Father's Day is on Sunday, but what's the question?
What day is Sunday?
Yeah, 90% there. Hello?
You didn't even say who you were.
Great.
That was amazing. I don't think she knew it. Do you think she knew it?
Sorry, I've really confused her there.
Let's try another one.
All right.
Hello?
What day is Father's Day?
What day?
I don't know. What day is Father's Day?
Sunday.
Can you put in a question?
Sunday.
Yeah. You're 90% there.
Father's Day on Sunday.
Yeah. My name's Chris Starr. I'm from Radio 1.
Hello.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do very much know what you're talking about.
What day is Father's Day?
Sunday.
She does know it, Scott. Yes. We found one.
I told you.
Yes, okay.
I do know.
What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Scott Mills.
Hey, you know superfan Steve? Did he get his bid in to be PM by 5 PM yesterday or forgot?
No, sadly not. Well, I didn't see him on the list today, Steve. I have had new thoughts on this, though, given the developing situation on Love Island.
Yeah.
Perhaps we could have a situation where it's like, and who would you like to recouple with? Steve.
Steve for Love Island is probably more realistic.
Slow walk in. Anorak on.
Steve.
Scott Mills.
Okay, we told you right at the top of the show, like 2 hours ago, that Sharif has left Love Island, right? And he's done a statement that says, I regret that I didn't conduct myself in the right way, and it's something I'll learn from. Now, people's WhatsApp groups, their friends' WhatsApp groups, will be full of so much speculation of this today. But how come two hours later, we still do not know what Sharif did?
You'd think we'd know by now. Yeah, exactly. You do think we'd know.
I really thought we'd know like within an hour. What's happening?
What's amazing as well is I've heard journalists are contacting the show, hearing us talk about it and something we said earlier and being like, is this true? And even they don't know. They're like thinking about running with it.
Oh, it was... Oh, yeah. Hi to the OK Magazine office. That
yeah.
was them.
What were we saying? What did we say? What rumour would you like? Hot tub?
An incident in the hot tub, I was going to say.
Okay.
So, let's run with that, OK Magazine, if you're listening. Or should we go in the pool?
Never do that action at me again.
Sorry. Anyway, we don't know this for sure. We were just speculating. But I like it, OK, think that we yeah. might know. We don't. But I can't believe. Like, surely, like, one of the team knows somebody that works on it by now. Why is there no moles?
Scott Mills.
Right, there's more rumours. Sean from Mansfield. Apparently he smuggled his own phone into the villa, therefore breaking rules has been kicked out. I'm still going poo in the pool.
Okay.
They wouldn't kick him out for bringing a phone. Maybe they would. And accessing Instagram is what people are saying.
Scott Mills.
God, people are getting so into this. People are now sending me a list of the Love Island villa rules to see which one I think he's broken. Sharif, I'm talking about. Stripping naked, not allowed.
Reading what? On Love Island?
Not naked. Strict no nudity policy. I'm reading up the terms and conditions right here. They're not allowed to be fully naked in front of each other, even in the shower. Because technically the villa is a public place. You can't do that, which I can't say. And yep. you can't read a book. Maybe he's just read a book. And you're off.
You can't read a book.
No magazines or books allowed in their luggage. I'll come back to this in a minute.
Maybe it's a combination of all of those things.
He's done all of them. Ariana Grande coming up, and new Chainsmokers and Bebe Rexha. Earlier we were saying about the new Blind Date on Channel 5, which Chris stumbled upon the other day. Like, it's all good having all these glossy shows on Netflix, but sometimes you just want something basic as. And this was one of the questions that the three people on Blind Date had to answer.
One of my many hidden talents is I can stick my tongue up my nose.
Yeah?
Where's the most unusual place your tongue's been?
You can imagine some of the answers. Now, for some reason, when we played that, we did actually give out the text number 81199. So Nathan's now on telling us where the weirdest place is that he stuck his tongue. Nathan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for texting in on this subject. Where was it exactly?
Well, basically, I was on holiday. It was about 13 years ago, and my dad had decided to take me sea fishing. I hated fish and I hated the sea, but we went anyway, and after a day of catching nothing, we started heading back, and we had to go up sort of a rocky face, and halfway up, I came across a crab, so I decided to pick it up, and for some reason, decided it was a good idea to stick something out of it, and that was my tongue. And the crab got closer, and I didn't stop, and it latched onto my tongue, and it took my dad a good 5 to 10 minutes to prise it away.
So you put your tongue in a crab?
Yeah, you tried to tongue a crab. A bit weird, mate.
I stuck my tongue out of a crab. I didn't put it in a crab.
Well, no, but then it put itself in you, really.
Well, yeah, it did, but the way I see it, there was one or two things I could stick out of the crab, and I chose the least most painful one.
Lol to that, though. Lol to... It's the kind of thing that only happens in cartoons, you'd think, that.
It is.
Crab on tongue.
Like slipping on a banana.
Yeah. Doesn't really happen.
That's my exact
with you,
comment,
it does.
But...
Well, I'm really glad we gave out the text number for that.
Scott Mills.
Oh, it's all kicking off on Abby's WhatsApp group about Love Island, isn't it, Abby?
Oh, it is kicking right off. It's
okay.
Kicking off.
Right, how many people are in the group?
There's about 12 of us.
Okay, and what are you saying?
Well, there's obviously there's that theory that we can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
The main one is about him bringing his phone in.
Is that it?
Well, there's one that I'm not allowed to say, obviously.
Yeah, but the phone one, the phone one's a bit weird, isn't it? Because if you think about the phone one, and it's like all he's doing is he has to check Instagram. Why has he done that? Like, that's kind of weird that he can't do without
it. A girlfriend, a secret girlfriend on the outside.
Oh, okay.
I know. But my mum's WhatsApp group's probably going off more because she's in a secret Love Island WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Your mum is as well.
Yeah, my mum's got one, like, with all her friends.
Are they saying the same?
Well, I don't know, but her phone's just going off left, right and centre.
Right.
That would be an old, like, Nokia phone, is it? It's
like... Yeah.
Hey, Scott, I think it's a good theory, but it's not as good as yours.
Yeah. Do you know what I think? Little poo in
what
the pool.
Do you think?
Little poo in the pool.
Well, that is quite a good theory.
Because it's the kind of thing you'd have to leave over by sort of mutual consent.
You would.
It's a pool rule, isn't it?
It definitely is.
Disgusting!
Scott Mills.
So JP Cooper is our tune of the week this week. And someone earlier texted in and it's not put me off a song because it's a great pop song.
It's a great song.
But they shouldn't have said that it sounds like adult Baby Shark. You remember Baby Shark. That's that, and this is JP Cooper.
Baby Shark. Mommy Shark. Daddy Shark. Grandma Shark.
Yeah, that's put me off a little bit, but great news, everyone. JP Cooper is coming in to see us on Thursday. And can we all of us agree that we don't ever mention this to him again? I know that he does.
Well, he's listening, mate. I've seen videos of him listening to the show today.
Today?
Yeah, he's put it on Instagram.
Oh, amazing. All right, JP, please still come and see us on Thursday. We won't mention this, okay? It was just one silly listener comment, and we'll all just pretend it didn't happen, all right?
Scott Mills.
If you liked this podcast, you'll very much enjoy our retro podcast that we've got at the moment. Do you remember when Chris did a thing called 24 Years at the Tap End, which was just stories from his life? That is now on a podcast for you to enjoy again. We found the old archives in my house, Echo Falls. So if you like that, search 24 Years at the Tap End on BBC Sounds or wherever you normally get your podcasts from and enjoy. There's some great stories on there.
I think this is a nice idea, isn't it? Because think about it. If you enjoyed 24 Years at the Tap End back then, you can re-listen to them. They're all there. Or if you're new to it, fancy something a little bit different, give it a go. Just type in 24 Years at the Tap End and you'll find it there.
Scott Mills.